Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. There are new developments in the Fond du Lac County cold case of a child who disappeared 43 years ago. Sheriff's officials say they never gave up after Robbie Bobby Joe Fritz disappeared on May 14th of 1983. Last Thursday, sheriff's detectives executed a search warrant at the village of Campbellsport home Bobby Joe lived in at the time he went missing. During the search, potential evidence related to the case was located. As a result, a larger-scale excavation is currently taking place inside the basement of the home. Detectives are currently working in coordination with agents from the Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation and the Crime Lab to identify, collect, and process any additional evidence that may be located. Anyone with information that may be relevant to the case is asked to contact Detective Tyler Tickcannon at 920-929-3384. You can also leave anonymous information on the tip line by calling 920-906-4777. Bobby Joe was 5 years old at the time of his disappearance. Today, EAA Air Venture Oshkosh's third day features both a daytime and the first night show of the week. The night air show begins at 8 p.m. and will include illuminated aircraft, aerobatics, drones, and fireworks. Wednesday's schedule also includes family activities, workshops, and evening programming at Whitman Regional Airport. The weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high near 76, ideal for the day's events. Firefighters in Beaver Dam responded to a report Sunday evening of black smoke coming from the roof of the Meta Data Center facility that is under construction at N8853 County Road A. Based on information provided by on-site security personnel and the size of the structure, mutual aid was called for. Fire crews located a small fire on the roof involving a pile of discarded roofing materials. The fire was quickly extinguished. The fire was contained to the discarded roofing materials and a small area of the roof. At the time of the incident, no construction activity was taking place at the site. No injuries were reported. AdvoCamp will again join communities across the country in conducting the Summer Point in Time Homeless Count tonight. Bob Nelson has more for Civic Media News.
The count is held twice each year in January and July. It's a nationwide effort coordinated by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and local continuums of care to better understand homelessness in communities across the country. AdvoCamp coordinates the count throughout the Winnebagoland region, which includes Fond du Lac, Green Lake, and southern Winnebago counties. Volunteers will begin the count at 11 p.m. tonight. Following the overnight count, AdvoCamp will host a free community resource fair Thursday from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at their office in Fond du Lac. The resource fair brings together nearly 20 organizations from across Fond du Lac County. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
Ripon School Superintendent Ron Rivard said the district needs to do a better job of keeping people aware of their strategic planning. He says a recent community survey found out that not many district residents know of their strategic plan and its purpose. He says they need to be committed to making it a living document, one they can measure out and report on more frequently. He says survey respondents also said they weren't very aware of the district's financial status. Rivard said the strategic plan will be revised after staff and administrators return in September. And ahead of Wisconsin's primary election on Tuesday, August 11th, the State Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles reminds residents how to obtain identification free of charge, which is valid for voting. Valid identification for voting purposes includes a driver's license, identification card, military or student ID, etc. There is no separate voter ID. A federally compliant real ID card is not required for voting purposes. Anyone unsure if their identification meets the requirements should visit the Wisconsin Elections Commission website to check. Start the application for identification at wisconsindmv.gov or at a local DMV customer service center. A process is available to U.S. citizens free of charge to obtain a receipt valid to take to the polls for voting if the ID card is not available in time. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.